Parshas Vayakel, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Aleph. The pasuk says, "V'asa betzal ve'aliyav chol asher tziva Hashem." So the pasuk says, "A betzal did everything that Hashem commanded him to do." And the Archaim is bothered with the kasha that how could you say v'asa betzal? He didn't do it yet. It doesn't say till later on that there was a tzivui. Then it says that they did it. V'yasu chol chacham le. But at this point, he didn't do it yet. So how could you say v'asa betzal? So he wants to say that it doesn't mean they actually made the kelim, but he prepared the clay umnas that were needed for the malacha. But that avad is not the pashas in the pasuk. Pashas is masha that he did it. But how could it be that he did it if he didn't do it until later on? So I saw in the Sefer Netzitzei Eish Pinchas on page Kuf Ayin Zayin. This is Tyre from Pinchas Hirschsprung, and he brings down the Gevaldike Meis over there. Rav Kalevsky once went over to Rav Hirschsprung at a chasana, and he asked him this kasha. He said, "What's the pshat in this pasuk? How could you say v'asa betzalo if he didn't do it yet?" And the Rav Hirschsprung, who was going out there, Baki Atzum, who's known with his Gevaldike Bikias, he told him right away, he said, "What's the kasha? It's a Beferish Rashi and Makis and Dafid Beis." And he explained that the Gemara says over here, and Dafid Beis Madalf, there's a Ritzach Shiatsu Chutz L'Tchum, there's a Machlekes what the din is, and Gemara brings down Tana Rabbanah, but Ratzach Gael Hadam is a Ritzach, Mitzah Biad Gael Hadam. One Mandamar says it's a Mitzah for the Gael Hadam, the other one says it's a Rishus, it's a Machlekes if this pasuk of a Ratzach doesn't mean it's a mitzvah that he should do it, or it means that he did do it. And Rashi says over here on the Dibra Maschel V'Ratzach, he says, Ikal Efrishi Lashon Tzivui. You could say it's a Lashon Tzivui, K'may V'Asa B'Tzalel, O'Liyav, Ikal Efrishi Lashon Neshos, K'may V'Asa Hashem Lahem. So it's like Rashi, there's two ways to learn this word of a Ratzach. Ratzach can mean that you could do it, or it can mean a Tzivui, that you should do it. And his Raya, then it means a Tzivui, he brings this Pasuk, our Pasuk over here by B'Tzal, V'Asa B'Tzal. He says, Ikal Efrishi Lashon Tzivui, K'may V'Asa B'Tzal, O'Liyav. So what do you see from Rashi? It's like the first one, you see from Rashi. Rashi understood that the word va'asa over here does not mean that he did, but it means it's a tzivui. Va'asa means that he should do it. So it's a tzivui saying that Betzal should do it. Does not mean va'asa like usually means that he did it. And the middle of the whole kasha, not a kasha, va'asa over here means a tzivui. And if he that, it's miyoshev. And Rukhlevsky used to say over this maysa that he was nispal from the bekiyos of a hirshbang, that he mamish knew the masechta klar. He knew it cold, that not only the ikar nyanim and the masechta, but even the side in Yonim, even a diuk in Rashi like this, that's not mamish in the Iker Sugya, he remembered and he was able to pull out this Rashi right away to answer the kasha. It's interesting to note that in the Targum Taka says v'avad and not v'ya'abed, which sounds like he's learning Kipshute, that it's v'asa, not that he should do. But there are those who say, L'mashal B'shulei Biskin wants to say that maybe it was a printing mistake and it should say v'ya'abed, not v'avad, and that's really the way to read it. But there are a lot of tfusim that say v'avad. And there are those that are makbin, it's brought down that a person should be Yetzir Dei Shneim, or Yerushalayim should do both and read the Pasuk twice, V'Avad and V'Yabed. Some people are medakpik to do that, to read it twice. Kopanim, that is the Gevaldike B'Kiyas of a Hirshsprung, based on our Gemara, to answer Pshat in the Pasuk over there.